So that's where all this come from, and talking to the doctors and the lawyers. Well, back there, these midwives and grannies sort of will drop back, see about the Indians back in their tribes. You know, when they was to have a baby, the women, they go get behind a big log or something and have the child. And I don't know how to handle the other situation. Just to handle it themselves. Maybe they had midwives, I don't know. But anyhow, pretty quick, they put the little baby in, papoose, they called it, put it on the back and took off. Big man. No doctors to tell you what to do. But back there, there was the help for people. They were very much help. Seems as they might have been in your category, seemed like you helped. Amen. Amen. No stain of, or at least wasn't too much of stain of sin. And the bodies were very much more healthy than they are today. And so they could do these things. They had to do these things. But nevertheless, it's come on down to the doctor and lawyers now. The reason why I mentioned that story. And it's got us all pinned up. And we don't have much more freedom to ourselves. And we don't have, we always seem like we'd rather go and see a doctor than to try to do something for ourselves. There's some of us, me for one, it's got little petty things I can use, little chemicals and things that I can use for the body. And mostly, if I have a bad skin or something on my hand, I tend to use as pure water as I can get a hold of to wash it real quick. And sometimes I use a Band-Aid, hardly ever unless it's a very bad cut. I let it get well itself. In a few seconds after this skin has happened, after the wound has happened in the flesh, however, whatever it might be, I learned if we wash it out and put it back as quick as possible, it'll start to heal. In a few seconds, it'll start to heal. And if something other happens, strike it again, something other, tear this loose, you can see the strings of meat that's already healed back. And so if we nurse this and keep it till it gets really healed, it'll just go right out.
Did people used to use different kinds of roots or something for homemade medicine?
Yeah, they used herbs from the woods. Uh-huh. Yeah, my father had some herbs that he used from the woods, even for cramping and coughing. It was called buckroot. And it was really good. And then he had a remedy, him and mother, that could use for gravel. It was old wild grass that grows. They call it horse mane or horse tail. Grows up old wild grass. And you can dig that up and boil it, make a tea and drink it with the gravel, and just a short time your gravel's gone. You pass your water right on it. What it is, it works on the gravel stone, I reckon. And it's really. Then they have a little blue weed that came up that they use for fevers. Six stomach fevers. Make a tea out of that. It's a little blue flower that grows in the woods. And they have one they call yellow root that you can go down inside these high bluff branches, creeks. You find it growing in the woods. You gather this yellow root.